I'm Eric A. Sonati, and this is Unplugged. Tonight, no filters, no spin, just truth, perspective, and the real conversations that truly matter to you and America. Tonight, we confront something that reaches every industry, every household, every office, and every community: violence in the workplace. When people hear that phrase, they think of fights, shootings, or outbursts. But it's bigger than that, folks. It's bigger than that. It's quiet hostility, the bullying, the intimidation, and yes, even the acts of targeted terrorism that start with words, not weapons. Every incident begins the same way, with disconnection. People just disconnected and not feeling it. Someone feels unheard, unseen, and unvalued. That is where danger grows. That is the impetus of danger. And while most companies focus on policy and other ways of dealing with it, our guest tonight focuses on the people themselves direct, training them to defuse, de-escalate, and to be human, to rehumanize. Communication before violence occurs. Ken Hattman, president and creative director of R3 Results, r3results.com, has built a program called Verbally Defusing, vetted by world-class experts, designed to stop everything from workplace aggression to insider threats. That's going to be our guest tonight. So let's welcome Ken to the show. Ken, welcome to Unplugged.
Thanks for having me on. And that was a terrific introduction.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We much appreciate you on the show, and what you have to bring to the table should be heard by a lot of people. So how this works is we have a couple segments going on here, and we will have a little conversation. I'm going to ask you a question, and we're going to go back and forth with it. But I'm going to give you about 10, 20 seconds for you to just tell the folks what it is maybe I didn't tell them about you and R3 before we get into the segments and the questions.
Okay. Well, I mean, CEOs of largest corporations talk about corporate climate and having a good climate. And we feel that this is the foundational thing. This underlies everything. People are fighting and in fear. You can't have a good corporate climate.
Right. Well, I agree with you 100%, Ken. And I think that it's an interesting approach that you're working on here. And I think it's something that's undervalued and overneeded. So let's get into the segments, all right?
Sure.
Segment one, the reality of violence. The workplace violence has become a mirror of our divided society. It's very clear. Anger travels faster than any reason possibly could ever travel. With the internet, with every social media thing, it just travels so fast. Stress has become the new norm. We are accepting stress as it's acceptable all the time. And confrontation is now how we skip that. We just avoid the stress and move into confrontation. So with that, Ken, do you believe workplace violence and domestic terrorism are connected? Different expressions of the same? Breakdown in emotion control? And how does R3 Results train people to stop that progression before it reaches the breaking point?
It is a societal and a worldwide problem, and it reaches from, you know, personal domestic relations to on the street, in a supermarket, at retail counter, to every interaction. And, you know, yes, the expression of violence, terrorism, the entire enterprise of it comes down to people not being able to relate to one another.
Right. I mean, yeah, you know, terrorism, it could be domestic, it could be out external. But regardless of how it goes, it has to start from somewhere, and it has to be engagement. Even if it's an outside terror threat, your program helps people within the organization look for potential weakness areas of where they are soft. We would call soft targets, soft areas. Sure. And That's very important. Don't you agree?
Yes. And, you know, there's a great deal of denial of this. It's not something people like to think about. So, you know, I've had people in really dangerous area, say, well, you know, knock wood, we've been lucky so far. And you know, that's just an invitation to, of course, the inevitable disaster that's awaiting them.
Right. Right. You know, I think that with the there's so many things happening everywhere, and terrorism, cyber terrorism, you know, there are so many ways now in 2025 that an actor of any sort can target an employee, an entire corporation. And you just never can tell. And what I like about R3 after reviewing it and just having plenty of discussions with you is you really, R3 really looks from the ground floor up. Your people provide a full intelligence and risk assessment analysis of whatever corporation and workplace that you're working with, providing a full comprehensive understanding of all of the soft points and the weak areas and how to strengthen those soft points and weak areas, yet not be over constrictive and overbearing by providing too much and then making the workplace not comfortable. And I think that's a very important piece of the pie. Would you agree?
Well, I'll say that my best standing advice to any CEO or any level of management is take a walk around the basement. I mean that metaphorically, but in the sense that, you know, it's fine to talk about, we all want to be one happy family. We want to, you know, we value you, all of that. You know, this is a career, not a job, but get down there incognito and walk around and see what's really going on. And
I think that's much with honesty, right, Ken? Being honest with yourself as a management, as CEO or whatever, you have to be open and honest. It's like even like Alcoholics Anonymous, right? You have to admit there's something going on. And right. No matter what company or corporation or agency, you know, there's always something and you have to be open about it, I think, right?
Yes. And as evidence of this, if you go to Glassdoor.com, you know, which has employees rating their companies, their employers, but most of the largest corporations have about a 50% approval rating by their own employees. That's terrible. That's terrible. There are some companies, however, that have 90, 95% approval. That's a real difference. So that's, you know, that's what we want to help people achieve, that transformation.
And you know, Ken, you bring up a good point. And that is all public information. So what I think, and we discussed this, is that if an outside terrorist is looking to target America, which we know is happening every single day, they look at all possible open source data to see what their weaknesses are within our national structure, all of our companies. So they'll go to a site potentially like you're saying, Glassdoor and others, to look for larger companies that exist, and they'll see what the weaknesses are because the employees are the weakness. And if your employees are unhappy, they're posting this, making it publicly known everywhere. And then what does that terrorist do as they're vetting to see who they can reach? They look for the insider to make it possible. So they look. And so if you have a hostile work environment with employees, then you may have a potential outside terrorist looking and think, okay, here's a company. Company A, let's just say, right? It could be anybody, but Company A has a problem with management in this particular area. They might look and target somebody and say, hey, do you want to get, you know, we want to get the company back, or they want to pay them back. So that employee inadvertently becomes the true weak point. It's the employee bringing in the terror act by what it is that the company itself is doing overall to making the employees unhappy. And I think that's the correlation that really needs to be understood.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting point. And, you know, I think that the tendency to chaos and disarray really comes from not just from terrorists that are plotting to do something to a company, but it's just in the average person's inability to deal with confrontation. They just have no idea what to do when somebody says, hey, you're a moron, or, you know, I told you to put that box over there, or worse, you know, worse situation, I'm going to crack your head open with this, you know, that type of thing. People have no idea what to do, and it leads to a lot of problems.
Right. Absolutely. I'm with you 100% on that. You know, it's a bigger picture all around. Sure. And, you know, there's so much more going on than meets the eye, I guess you could say. So much more than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we move forward in all of this, please read that text. So, Ken, moving into segment two, I'm thinking we're going to talk about corporate culture and how that contradicts with life and how it plays a major piece in all of this problem. Executives talk about family culture, inclusion, and belonging, but many employees feel fear, pressure, and isolation. That disconnect seems to erode trust, and it creates resentment. Truly, it does. So the first thing, that is like the first ingredient of conflict, resentment, right? So can I ask you this? When leadership says, quote, we care, but operates on control and silence, does that contradiction itself form a psychological sense of violence?
Certainly, yes. And, you know, some, I mean, we can't blame management for everything because a lot of these problems come to the workplace from the employees. You know, they have problems at home and they bring it in, right? Or, you know, maybe they have drug and alcohol problems. Maybe they have mental illness. So it's not all management's fault, but, you know, that can be dealt with and people can be helped if, in fact, it's a family. If, in fact, it's one happy company working together, then that really can be helped. And if I can mention someone who I have great admiration for, Gary Hamel, the Wall Street Journal calls him the most influential business mind in the world, a very high praise. And he did about a 10-year study of companies around the world in terms of that very thing you're talking about. And he found that in companies that operated on the, you know, the typical bureaucratic type of process, employees felt demeaned, they felt not cared about, and reciprocally, they didn't do a hell of a lot for the company. Certain companies instituted what he called and dubbed humanocracy. It'll play on the word bureaucracy. So humanocracy is where they truly valued the employees, and employees were rewarded for innovation. For example, they might have a wall and have post-it notes of ideas that they had, that they project that they would like to institute. And the other employees would vote on it and say, that one's the best, and management would fund it. Well, that's totally different, you know, and it gave everybody a real feeling that this is our company. And I've seen it. I've been in 1,500 to 2,000 different work environments, factories, hospitals, schools, military bases, government institutions. And I've seen the difference between places where everybody really is having a good time working together and places that are just the opposite.
Right, right. So that you kind of segue me into what my next thought is, why training a lot of times fails. Most workplace anti-violence courses are all checkbox programs. They're cookie cutter stuff. They exist to protect the company, not the individual, not the person or the employee. They lecture, but they do not transform. They're not inclusive. R3's verbally diffusing training response under pressure, awareness, tone. It sets a tone for calmness and authority cohesively together. Everybody plays a part in that process. So my question to you, Ken, is the failure of traditional training rooted in the belief that you can just legislate empathy instead of cultivating it through an example of true emotional intelligence?
Well, that's very well put. Most employee training fails because it's resented. In other words, it's typically so boring. The production values, if you will, are so low. And it's so tedious. It's a bunch of platitudes, pablum, prolix, and sometimes wrong advice. And of course, a lot of acronyms for the employee to memorize. And, you know, the typical employee says, I'm not an idiot. What's this nonsense? Why are they inflicting it on me?
And we all know what happens in these trainings. We all know what happens. We've all been there. Yeah, you get these trains, it's cookie cutter. I know all my years in the military, everything was red light, green light, yellow light, things.
Yeah.
And we sleep through it. We, you know, we take it as a, it's considered a day off in the culture of government and corporate. It's like, here's the same nonsense training. So, you know, I hear what you're saying. That's why cookie cutter just doesn't work. And that's where R3 really comes into play, because you customize it for that particular. It's adapted to the environment of that actual company and their corporate culture, their government culture. And I think that is where you and your program resonates far above the rest. So moving into the next segment, I'm going to talk about the cost of fear. The cost of fear. Every act of workplace aggression leaves a trail, truly does. It leaves lawsuits, absenteeism, burnout, turnover. But the greatest cost isn't on the ledger, not on the company ledger. It's the loss of loyalty and creativity and morality amongst the employees. So I ask you, Ken, how do you convince executives that violence prevention isn't an expense? It's an investment in survival, productivity, and brand integrity.
Well, what you've hit on, Art, is the difference between reducing the losses that come from workplace violence, workers' comp claims, public liability claims, more sick days, more long-term disability due to ongoing stress every day when you're bullied.
Ads to hire new people because people are quitting, right?
Employee turnover is a huge cost to companies. For example, to replace a nurse in a hospital costs at least $65,000. That's what it costs. Recruitment, training to that hospital's protocols, and so on. So it's a huge cost. And those companies are struggling to hold on to good employees or recruit new ones. What's most important to people? Their own safety and security. So, and, you know, being able to enjoy the day rather than 70% of employees witness or experience bullying. In healthcare, 1 out of 3 nurses are physically assaulted every year. So not only dealing with blood, guts, and disease, but also being physically assaulted.
Right.
This is a real thing. And what we are giving people are the skills for the first time to have some power to diffuse conflict across the spectrum from what we call the little stuff, the small end, you know, you're an idiot, to the deep end, somebody's threatening you with a knife. So across the spectrum, we're giving people the skills. And skill is, in the words of my mentor, who is one of the world's top negotiators, is to have power with, not over, people.
Right.
So a lot of times...
That's a great, 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 great point you brought up. And that kind of leads us into my next area. So you kind of perfectly segued us in that, which is de-escalation as a national defense thought. In today's world, counterterrorism starts locally in the classrooms, hospitals, offices, and the boardrooms. Every conversation is a potential point of escalation or resolution. R3 Results treats communication as a form of defense, teaching people to stay calm, to stay stress-free, to assess risk in general, and control the moment they're in before that moment becomes chaos. So can I ask you, is verbally diffusing simply a corporate training, or is it part of a broader mission to strengthen national resilience by retraining how we communicate under pressure? Because that's key.
Well, I think that, it's a skill, of course, that would extend everywhere. And I mean, if diplomats had better skills at it, they'd be better diplomats. And the military is often doing policing duties in foreign hostile situations. And, to be able to relate to people that may first perceive you as an enemy, and yet then be able to connect with them and show that you're not, is all important to that.
Right. And I think you're right. And it was, and I wanted to go that direction because we kind of said in the beginning, everything is workplace, everything could be an opportunity for violence to occur from the outside, from inside, and effective communication is key. And I really like about R3, and that's why I brought it up, is that you really look at the holistic approach, and how we communicate with each other is really how we move forward in any direction. Every time we don't communicate properly, you isolate somebody, then you place at risk and you make it a soft target. You make it that an area. So we're coming on a hard close for today. I want to give you about 20 seconds, 30 seconds to tell everybody the final pitch of what R3 does. I'm going to have you on for a follow-up with some more questions because we just don't have enough time in our time slot to talk with all this stuff, and I want to have you on again. But take 30 seconds to tell the folks a little bit more about R3 and why your program will save lives and save them money, because it's an investment. It's not a cost. Explain that.
We want this to become not just a course, but a course change in people's lives, where they learn these skills and that they love them, that they want to do them because they're going to have a feeling of more command and more power, you know, peaceful command over people that are out of control or agitated and hostile. It's great when you can do that.
Right. Well, Ken, I thank you so much for being on again. Give tell everybody your name and the website and how they can reach you for other corporations and government entities that are paying attention tonight.
Well, Eric, thank you for your intelligence. It's very, very on point.
Thank you. Do you want to tell the folks how they can reach you? Let them hear for the people in the car that are listening.
You got it. So our website is r3results.com. Simple, R, letter R, the numeral 3, results with an S, .com. You can email me at ken@r3results.com. Love to talk with you.
Ken, thank you so much for being with us. And I thank you. And I really like what your program is doing. We're going to have you on to follow up and see the great successes that you're making. Again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bye.
So, folks, there it is, R3 results. It's not costing you money. It's an investment in your corporate culture, your government culture, or whatever it is, because everything is an investment. And when you have to spend money to avoid spending bigger money, that's an investment. Because when something bad happens inside of your office or your any of the culture, you're going to spend 10 times the cost of what it costs to have professional come in and show you what your soft and weak areas are. Violence doesn't start with weapons, folks. It just doesn't. It starts with words. Or the absence of words. When people don't communicate, people get hurt. Bottom line. So when you miss the signal, something's wrong. A missed signal makes somebody feel left out. They feel like they're not checked off in the checkbox of life. We can pass laws, we can add cameras, and we can build fences all day long. But unless we strengthen the human element, none of it holds, folks. We are humans. We talk with all this AI and all this wonderful stuff. Yes, it's wonderful technology, but there's a human behind everything. And when we dehumanize people, we are opening up to destruction in whatever workplace it is. R3 results teaches and the mastery in motion, how to do that. The discipline to pause, the skill to speak with purpose and to control, not lead, and lead and not control. Marrying the two into one harmony of a process for everybody. Violence ends where composure begins, not with fear, but with awareness, not with dominance, but with discipline. Discipline is key. Real strength doesn't shout. It's steadfast, it protects, and it ensures. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you for caring enough to understand what others think and how others feel, because that's what is important. I'm Eric A. Sinani, and this is Unplugged, where we encourage to meet with clarity, where truth is unshaken. Be proud, be steadfast, and be a patriot. God bless you, God bless America, and God bless everybody that's listening. We'll catch you next time. Come back again. Eric A. Sinani, Unplugged.